from Stoic Wisdoms. Constant entertainment kills original thought. Maybe you had an idea recently. Not a reaction to something you read. Not a reshuffling of someone else's argument. Not an opinion formed in the 2 seconds between reading a headline and scrolling past it. An actual idea. Something that originated in your own mind, followed its own logic, arrived somewhere you didn't expect. When was that? Can you remember? If the answer takes a while to find, that's not unusual. The slow and comfortable, generative kind of thinking where something genuinely new takes shape is becoming rare in a way that should frighten us more than it does. People are processing, reacting, sorting, consuming and recategorizing what others have already thought. But the raw act of producing an original idea, of following a thread of reasoning into territory you haven't visited before, of sitting with a question long enough that it starts to answer itself in ways you didn't expect, that's disappearing. And a reason is so ordinary it barely registers as a cause. We have eliminated boredom from human life. There is no longer a single moment in an ordinary day when a person with a smartphone must tolerate the absence of stimulation. Waiting rooms, train platforms, the minutes before sleep, the minutes after waking, the gap between finishing one task and beginning another. Every seam in the day where the mind once had nothing to do has been sealed shut with content. Podcasts while cooking, music while walking, videos while eating, scrolling while waiting for anything at all. We did this because boredom feels bad. It feels purposeless, restless, slightly anxious. It feels like wasted time, and wasted time feels like wasted life. So we fixed it. We made it impossible to be bored. And in doing so, we may have destroyed the conditions under which human beings produce their most interesting thoughts. This is worth examining carefully, because the loss is almost invisible. You can't miss thoughts you never had. You can't grieve ideas that never formed. The absence of original thinking doesn't announce itself. It just quietly hollows out a life until what remains is competent, functional, well-informed, and strangely empty. What fills that emptiness? More content. More stimulation. More of what caused the emptiness in the first place. The cycle tightens. The mind grows hungrier for input and less capable of generating its own. The question is whether this trade was worth making. Whether what we gained by eliminating boredom compensates for what we lost. The rest of this post explores what actually happens in the mind during unstructured silence, why the Stoics treated withdrawal from stimulation as a philosophical practice rather than a luxury, what Seneca discovered about the relationship between solitude and self, knowledge, and why reclaiming capacity for boredom might be the most radical act of intellectual independence available to you. And to answer that, you have to understand what boredom actually was before we decided it was a problem to solve. Over 200,000 people now read Stoic Wisdoms. If you haven't upgraded yet, you can unlock this full post and all premium content, including the Confidence series and Stoic Reflections. Annual subscriptions are currently 25% off.